This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, The Morning Shift. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, carrying us around in your car on the Odyssey app. It's been a fun show so far. A lot of talk about, look, man, space time travel, dinosaurs, things like that.
Yeah.
You know? Never know what you're going to get today, here on The Morning Shift.
I think today has proved that I'm probably the smartest person on the show.
I know you think that. Today has definitely proven that you think that.
You know, Dylan,
you at least make the best list.
And you know what's right now? You know the ironic part about it, Dylan, is that he was like, oh, it's hit guys like Neil deGrasse Tyson. They think they're the smartest guy in the room.
That's so true.
It's like, where is the self-awareness? You might be the smartest guy in the room, but self-awareness is not a strength, okay?
Stop taking notes, Allie. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, that recap's going to be thick with it in the morning.
She's just going to butt him up like, I don't like guys who are the smartest guy in the room. Look, I think today's proved him the smartest guy in the room.
Hey, before we get to this Falcons conversation, I got to ask you guys something. My wife and I had a back and forth yesterday, and we were talking about screen time for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, iPads, whatever else comes along with it. We're both usually pretty much on the same. She is like anti-screen time, period. I'm like, you know what, when we're winding down at night, I don't mind them watching a show or whatever.
Well, of course you won't do that. She's out living her life, and you're at home. So, I mean, I agree with her. You should be putting more work.
That's me. here's what I'm going to say, though. She, at one point, throws it at me. She goes, I mean, when they're 15, you're going to want to put, like, a TV in the room.
15?
Oh.
Okay. No.
Okay. That's when I was like, okay, I think I'm pretty sure I had a TV in my room when I was 15.
I'm pretty sure
in my bedroom.
I had, I'm older, but like I had the TV with the bunny ears that was black and white when I was like.
I definitely
eight
had a tube TV.
Or
yes,
nine.
I had a rear projection. Yeah.
What's wrong
tube
with that?
TV.
What's the big deal?
She doesn't think there should ever be a TV in our kids' room.
I wanted.
And I was kind of startled by that, but she acted like I was crazy.
No,
and now I'm curious
not.
If y'all ever had a TV in your room when you were kids.
100% had a TV in my room, but I will say my parents have gone on record to say it was probably their number one regret to let all of us have our TV in our room because then we wouldn't all come out and watch TV together.
Yeah.
Or do something together.
Yeah, and I know that there are some people that don't believe in televisions in the bedroom. And, like, as adults, like, as a married couple, that, you know.
Well, no, we do. But,
Dylan's carrying his around to make sure it happens.
We didn't have a TV that was going to get the channels to watch. Like, we could only pick up, like, a couple of channels in the TVs in our room. They were mainly
for... You had to turn the knobs.
Yes. Yeah, no, yeah. And they were... And it was... And then when we got one that was color, it was like a hand-me-down, and it was literally for video games.
Yeah.
So...
That's a good point.
But I tried to put a TV in the nursery already, and I got shot down.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
But it...
Oh, I was just going to say, I had a TV in my room as well at a very young age. It felt like since I can remember, I always had a TV in my room. But I will say on the flip side, because I have seen both sides of it, Simone grew up her whole life. And, I mean, they're still in her mom's house back home. She doesn't have a TV in her room there. And that's how they grew up. They didn't even have cable.
Wow. It's not really though, because by the time your son is 15, he's probably going to have an iPad from school. So TV accessible.
He already has an iPad.
Right. So there's other screens.
Use it in the car on trips.
You don't need like the traditional TV. You've got screens around
you. The conversation now is when do they get a phone? I think that's the bigger conversation now is when do they get a phone?
I think you got to be. I don't know. There's too many people listening. I don't want anybody to think I'm judging, but I think phones need to
Age. The phones a lot of times now I think are more for the parents. Like they can, hey, tell me when to pick you up, tell me where you're at, tell me where to locate, like that. There's a lot of things pro parent with having a phone that you have to just keep strict regulations on it, I think, if they have one.
Yeah, my neighbor has the iTag on his daughter's phones. He also though has limits on their apps and
have to.
He has certain apps just to follow what they're posting. Now you can't, but if you have the internet thing, the Wi-Fi blocker on what they're viewing, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, that's there's so many ways they can get your kids these days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There definitely is, man. It's interesting conversation. And look, man, I could go on for hours about this, but we are going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, I was going to say that's why I'm raising pork chop Amish. She'll be churning butter soon.
Orthodox. Yeah. Okay. No, look, man, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. We brought this up earlier. We were talking about Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach for the Atlanta Falcons. How many years has D-Led been here? Is it five now?
He came in with Arthur, this will be year five.
Year five for him. And, look, I think we talked a little bit about earlier about, you know, the culture in the offensive line room. He also, guys, talked a little bit about continuity.
Continuity is key, and when you can bring as many guys back as you can, it's definitely a comfort, but it's also exciting because, like, all the things you're talking about and working on, you know, you're just ready to take that next step. Because it's always about, like, just what's that next step for this group and just enjoying that process with it. And then next week, finally getting to get on the grass with these guys, just super excited about it. We have a great room, and I can't wait to get back to work with them.
He just sounds like an O-line coach, doesn't he? We have a great room. And I can't wait to get back to work. But, like, he just sounds like an offensive line coach. And I love him talking about the continuity. Guys, we have 4.5 returning starters. 4.5 returning starters, no matter how you want to slice it, that's the number. I know that people look at Drew Dahlman and say, man, what a big loss. Guy's making $12 million a year, whatever it is in Chicago now. Ryan Newsel started half the games last year.
That is, to me, when I hear people have that Dahlman-Newsel argument and talk about the big loss, I think those are the same people that must be upset that Jalen Walker's wearing 11 because they didn't realize it was worn years before, after Julio. You know, Logan, a third-string quarterback, wore it. You either don't remember or you didn't pay attention to the fact that Newsel started 8 games, which is why Mike's calling him a half a starter from last year. Yeah. And guess what? They had some of their best offensive performances was when Newsel was the center. The 500-yard passing game for Cousins against Tampa Bay on Thursday night, Newsel started.
Yeah.
The game in Tampa a few weeks later where Cousins went off for another 300 yards, Newsel started. In fact, I don't think you brought him back till after the bye week. Yeah. I know you didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. I'm glad you highlighted that because if you look at – we talk about development. And that's a big thing that I always harp on. I saw it with my own two eyes. We talked about Harvey Dahl and Tyson Klebo earlier as being a good pair, right? They didn't really get developed in Atlanta. They signed here as guys that were just off the street. They were free agent signings kind of off the street and guys that had developed elsewhere and grew up to be pretty good players. A guy named Ryan Newsel kind of fits that ideology.
And he's a guy that came in here, and I told all these guys that were here today for the rookie minicamp, came in here as an undrafted free agent, and all he did was he kept working at his craft, kept pounding on it. Now the dude's a starting center in the NFL. And so, like, it's quite a story, but it goes to show you just the work that he's kind of put into it, this level.
The only thing that irritates me with this whole Newsel thing is why he hasn't signed yet. Because the reality of the situation is whatever a team offers him, if I'm not mistaken, the Falcons can sign and match. So I don't know what's keeping.
What's the hang up?
Yeah. And I know listen to how they talk about him.
Exactly. He's like, yeah, he's a starting center in the NFL. Okay. So is he in the locker room?
What are we doing?
I'm with you. We all expect it to happen.
I know this is going to, and check me if you think I'm wrong here, but to me, it's as much on Newsel. Like, dude, get in here and get this work in because it's a good thing.
Well, again, there's not much work going on right now. That is going to ramp up in the very near future, though. So I am waiting for that next kind of piece of news to drop.
As a center, being present, though, is good and being kind of taken on because at times because when you get to the line of scrimmage, You might, you're one of the leaders.
Then. I would say that it's more important than, at this point, for Michael Penix, it's more important than his receivers being there. And of course, that comes from an old lineman. Al, we've talked about
it
before.
I'm just overflate yourself.
I'm just simply, you just are an offensive lineman. You don't play it. You just kind of are. But I look at it and go, look, if he can't throw the ball to Darnell Mooney and Drake London if he doesn't know where the protection's sliding.
Is that your,
you know what I mean?
Is that your Neil Tyson deGrasse moment? As an offensive lineman, you don't play it. You just are it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I do wonder, what do you think the major difference is between O-line and defensive line? Personality-wise.
That's a good question.
How
we've
deep
had
can
this.
I go here?
Go deep. You got 2 minutes. Go deep.
It's an and this is perfect because Bo's sitting here and he has this. It's inflated sense of self, I think, on the defensive line. You know, they think very highly of themselves.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There's more of a selfish attitude. As we, you know, because Bo's the defensive lineman of this group, you know. And I used to tell people this, Allie, and we've done this a number of times on the show. We should probably do this tomorrow. Where I used to, when I'd meet people, I would say what position they were personality wise when I met them.
Okay.
I'd be like, you know, and Rob Tribble was one of the only people I've ever met that I was like, Rob Tribble's a quarterback.
Why am I the defensive lineman of this group?
No, I don't think, you were an outside linebacker when we actually did it,
which now is kind of. You know, the outside linebacker in a lot of defenses is an edge player these days.
Yeah. I think that you weren't, you know, pesky enough to be, you know, that guy that flies up and runs for it from the safety position. You're more of a squatty personality that was going to celebrate when you got your sack. You know what I mean? I just picture Bo coming off the edge doing a sack celebration. He gets the guy on the ground and it's something like putting paper bills into the air or something, you know, like he's making it rain. Like, I don't know. That just feels like Squid Billy.
I wouldn't do the Halliburton, but I might do the suck it.
What was is it Corey Peters used to do the, what was that called? Where he used to lean back. Not the Dougie, but the.
You almost did a shimmy there.
Yeah.
What was that called, man?
Oh, man.
Anyways, I have to look it up. It's on my
blank right now. Anyways, we got way off topic. The bottom line is that Ryan Neusel is a guy that plugs right in at center, and we think that the continuity is going to help this group this year. I truly believe that having Ryan Neusel at center after Michael Penix spends time with him last year, he's a guy who got the reps as a starting center. They obviously believe in him very much, and he is a group. As a group, 4.5 returning starters on the offensive line, it's a big deal going into the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.